In Bosnia, final results from the country's first post-war elections show that Muslim candidate and current president Alija Izetbegović won the top post in the three-member presidency. Izetbegović won by a narrow margin over Bosnian Serb hardliner Momcilo Krajnic. The elections, which were held Saturday, marked an overwhelming victory for the ruling nationalist parties of all three of Bosnia's ethnic communities. But in the Bosnian Serb entity, the big surprise was the strong showing of the moderate opposition. NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us from Sarajevo. Silvia, what's the next step once the final results are all in?
Well, first of all, a special appeals subcommission will of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which supervised the vote, will have a few days to examine numerous complaints concerning irregularities on Election Day. And it's expected that by the beginning of next week, the presidential election will be certified or will not be certified. And not until the vote is deemed valid will there be a meeting of the three-member presidency. Now, this is the crucial step in moving toward the creation of the joint institutions that were envisioned by the Dayton Peace Plan. I was in the Bosnian Serb stronghold of Pale today while the top civilian administrator of the international community, Carl Bildt, was meeting with Krajnic. Bildt told reporters later that he was satisfied, but he didn't give us any details, and it was clear that there are still numerous problems that have to be ironed out before that meeting can take place.
Is it possible that the three-member presidency can succeed in view of the apparently reluctance on the part of the Serbs to take part?
Well, this is what we still don't know. Throughout the campaign, Krajnic made it clear that he wouldn't even go to Sarajevo for a meeting of the joint presidency. He even thought of a building that should be built on the boundary between the two entities and with separate entrances for the three ethnic communities. But more seriously, it's not clear exactly what Krajnic's intentions are, whether he intends to participate or not. And another problem is that the party of Krajnic, the party of indicted war criminal Radovan Karadzic, the SDS, is not doing very well in the elections for the Bosnian parliament. And they may not get the two-thirds majority that would enable them to block legislation.
Silvia, does that mean that that a more moderate Serb voice might be heard in this new national legislature?
Well, this is the big surprise. It was definitely not expected that in the Bosnian Serb entity there would be a moderate opposition, and it's doing pretty well. As a matter of fact, even their presidential candidate did very well against Krajnic. He got 31%. It's being hailed this by the international mediators as a very positive sign. It's a sign that the Bosnian Serbs are not all in the grips of hardliners, and it could lead to the beginning of a dialogue with the much smaller opposition groups who won in the federation.
What about the people of Bosnia? They came out in huge numbers. Do people seem to feel that they've done something which may lead them into a livable, peaceful future?
Well, you know, there were no illusions even during the campaign that it was going to be a free and fair elections. I spoke to people on both the Federation side, the Bosnian Serb side, and they didn't have any illusions that their people would win. However, there was a great desire to have this vote. There was a sense that something has to be legitimate. They have to get some institutions that are new, some new faces. And I think, generally speaking, you know, there's not great enthusiasm, but there's a sense that this step had to be passed before anything can get working again in Bosnia.
Silvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.